Hello.
Hello. Welcome to What's Happened, where we will be discussing cases similar to Chris Watts that just don't get the media attention that he did. And our first case is going to be on Kiara Coles.
So Kiara Coles is a 27-year-old female. She is described as 5'4", 125 pounds. She's black, but with a medium brown complexion. She has brown hair and brown eyes. She's 3 months pregnant, and she's a letter carrier for the U.S. Postal Service. She was last seen on Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018.
Okay, so this case is, a very, very complex one. A lot has gone on since she went missing. And one thing that has not gone on is that her baby dad has not been questioned because he lawyered up right away, as well as his girlfriend Kiara Smith. So that's very important in this case. So let me get back to October 2nd. Originally, if you research this case, you'll see that they believe that they had a video of her. And there was a lot of controversy around this video across the internet, because a lot of people were saying it wasn't her. A lot of people saying she wasn't even wearing a, Postal Service uniform. You know, why would she walk by her house and walk back? Where was she going? Why did she have her, postal uniform on if she called off? So let me get back to that. She had Monday and Tuesday of that week off. Tuesday was the 2nd. So, it is alleged that she called off on Wednesday. You are supposed to call off the night before with the post office. So, they don't... supposedly they're not releasing if it was her or not because of it's a personal matter. But...
yeah, they can't give in to... if it was her particular call that they received or any information, because it's considered personal.
Right. But if you watch the mom's interview, I think the mom says that her boss told her that it sounded like her or something like that.
Right. And I think that they may have told the mom that, and I think they're telling the media another thing. So that's where I think people are getting the information from, is it's perhaps true that mom did get that.
Right. I don't think that she would take that. She purposely took these days off in advance for a reason, so she would have known if she needed another day.
Right. That's to call in sick the day after is kind of odd.
Right. And another... so something else that's very odd is that... I went back and I watched, when I first started following the case, I watched an activist's live video. And on that live video, he was walking around asking people questions if they've seen this girl. And somebody did mention, so she lives in an apartment building. And somebody mentioned that somebody was moving a refrigerator on that same day that Kiara supposedly went missing, which is also very suspect. Combine that with the fact that the neighbor heard, overheard Kiara and Josh, the baby daddy, arguing over the baby. She had just gone to her 3-month appointment for the baby, which is the cutoff line for, aborting a child. These things are just not looking good for Josh.
Well, and Josh also, the relationship Josh has with Kiara Coles seems to be secondary to the one he has with...
correct.
His mother of two children, one or two children already, correct?
She has one, but listen to this. So when Kiara Coles was 3 months pregnant, so was Kiara Smith.
Oh.
So there's that.
So that could be also a reason to want to...
eliminate.
Yeah, your competition or your enemy or your problem. I can see it coming two different motives there.
Right. Plus, you have to look at it in Josh's point of view. He has one child, and then he has one more on the way. Do you think he wants two on the way at once?
Well, and he probably is dealing with enough issues with having a girlfriend on the side, and now the girlfriend is going to have a baby, so the girlfriend doesn't go away when the baby comes.
Right. Plus, all right, so all three worked at the UPS, but the other two, Kiara Smith and Josh, happened to quit. Or they either quit or they stopped working there because they moved out of the state. And Josh laid up very quick. I mean, all right, I'm not going to call somebody guilty for lawyering up, because you know what? In today's day and age, if I had a girlfriend that went missing and people were pointing the finger at me, I'm lawyering right the hell up too.
Right.
Whether I'm responsible or not. Because if you say one wrong thing, they can pin it up.
Right.
You know? But it's telling too. If he won't give any information at all, you can lawyer up and still be cooperative. He's being uncooperative. And it's been alleged that, you know, the police want to, you know, talk to him, and he you know, just keeps going through the lawyer. It's,
Now, how is that possible if he's wanted for questioning, how a lawyer can keep him from having that happen?
Right. I think it's something. So I think people are making it a bigger deal than it is with all the Facebook posts about it. Like, literally posts saying, you know, that he's wanted.
Yeah.
Which is impossible because he's lawyered up, so they know where to find him.
That's what I thought.
So I think it's more of a case where the police are telling people, like, yeah, we want to question him. You know, we're looking for him. But not... not in that sense. Just like, yeah, we want to question him, but, you know, he lawyered up, type of thing. And people are just, like, taking it the wrong way. He's not...
Well, look at Patrick Frazee. He lawyered up, and... yeah, they still figured everything out. You know, it took them longer. I mean...
Well, they got Frazee pretty quick. Think about it. Well, no, you're right. I mean, they had the... I forgot they dug that huge hole in his yard. There was a lot of things that happened.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely got him behind bars and things moving along quicker, but I think they also had more cooperation on the other part. But I just wonder with the phone records, because back to where she was last seen, there was her car. I mean, regardless if that's her in the video or not, her car is there in the video, and apparently her stuff in the car is her purse and her cell phone. So I'm just curious, they obviously have to have records that go... could they get into her phone?
I don't know. I'm sure they have her records, but... and you know, you just brought up a good point. How do they nail Frazee with the girl? So the only, a good way to nail Josh would be through Kiara, but I don't think she's talking.
No. Is it, well, if she's as much to lose as he is, which, you know, I'm sure that's possible. She probably doesn't want to say much. And I don't know, did she get a lawyer?
Yes, yes. They both lawyered up at the same time.
Well, there you go.
So, something else I want to address is that I would look, you know, you know, I looked up the story today. And some news companies are still using that old footage, saying that she's in that video. And I also just... I knew I had heard a couple places that it was not her. Oxygen put out an article that Lisa's going to touch upon in a second. But I also watched Paris Milan's video, and she said that a family member of Kiara spoke to the girl that's in the video, and it's not Kiara. And Lisa, you can go ahead with the...
Right. And then there's also Julie Kenny, who's the public information representative at the USPS Inspection Service. They're also investigating this alongside the Chicago Police Department. So it's kind of like their own little, like how they have the Georgia Bureau of Investigations. This is their version of it, I guess, within that organization. And that person said that it's highly unlikely that it's Kiara, based on the fact that there's multiple postal workers that live on that block. So the fact that they said that kind of makes me feel that it's true too, because they're investigating it. So they're not just saying, oh, we know her, that's not her.
Right.
They've got more information to back up their reasons to say they believe it's not her.
Absolutely. There was a point I wanted to make and now I forgot, but
if it's not her on the video in her car.
All right, yep, that's exactly what I was thinking.
I was just trying to lead you back up.
Where is she then? You know what I mean? Like, she talked to her mom on the 2nd. Because her mom didn't call the police until the 4th, because she hadn't talked to her daughter in 24 hours, which was very rare. They talk all the time, like friends. Like that.
Right.
So they have to have surveillance of either somebody going in her apartment and coming out with something, or because, you know, where did she go? You know, that neighbor's camera doesn't just disappear when she leaves the house. You know what I mean?
Right. And that neighbor's camera is high quality. And I think that they have reason to believe that there's evidence of her elsewhere, which, not elsewhere, but I believe they've received footage of her leaving the apartment or maybe going into the car, because for her to have her items in there unlocked.
Right. Or maybe somebody else are planting them there. Maybe that true. New suspects are.
True.
Because we have to realize we did. So the law enforcement was behind the ball on this, because they also believe that she was in that video until that article from, until the woman from that postal agency said that. And that wasn't until what? Late November?
Right. Several weeks after she was reported missing. So, right. I mean,
so think about how much, like, how much they investigated, how much time and money they spent investigating in that lead, that very big lead, that she was in that location at that time and she wasn't. You know, that's huge right there. They missed out on valuable hours, you know, people to talk to that are in the area, just a lot of things. But I believe that they do have the footage, and the fact that they haven't released that new footage of her leaving the building is because maybe she never left the building. That's just my thoughts on it. How do you feel about that?
I think they may have footage that might implicate somebody, and that leads them into their investigations, and I think they know who that person is, and that's why they haven't released it, because they really don't need anybody's help. And I think if anything, that might cause more problems for the investigation if they give that info out, I'm guessing. But I definitely agree that there's footage out there that they're not sharing, or that exists, and it's a shame that they took so long to get everything. But if that neighbor has camera footage from the day before, or that day the 2nd, if she called out on that Wednesday, or if that's the footage from even that day, you know they got it days before that. And it's downtown Chicago. If that neighbor doesn't, I'm pretty sure somebody, some business has something.
Right, right. So they I think that there's got to be camera footage of who went into that car, if it was her, you know. But here's the thing. So we have to look at what was in the car. There was supposedly a lunch. We don't know if that lunch was, you know, new or from the night before. There was her cell phone and her purse. So you have to think, if she had just got home from somewhere. Well, first of all, why would she have a packed lunch when she hadn't been to work?
Right. Especially if she hadn't been since supposedly the week before.
Right. And if she wasn't going to work on Wednesday because she called out. So that makes you think that maybe she did get ready, okay, for work. And this is just speculation. Now we're just speculating on, you know, possibilities that happen. She could have prepared to get to work, prepared her lunch, you know, had her purse and phone, put it in her car, was walking to her car and, you know, saw somebody who said, "Hey, I gotta talk to you," or something. She puts the stuff in her car, walks to go talk to her, the person, and then bam, they take her. That's one possibility. You know, there's countless possibilities. Somebody could have planted it.
She could have been in the car. Somebody could have opened the door, got in the car next to her, threatened her with a weapon, and told her to follow them.
Right.
I think you're right, though, that she had intentions to go somewhere, and that's why all that stuff was in there. The lunch, I'm not putting too much investment in, because it could have been a reusable bag that she may have always put a lunch in and then just brought the bag with her when she was done with work, with the intention to bring it back in the house, but never did.
Yep, absolutely.
But the purse and the cell phone are two huge things, so you take those things with you. So she was on her way somewhere, and something happened and the mom was the one who found the items, and they put them in plastic bags.
Right.
So.
Yes, that's a good point. The point you made about her possibly being somewhere else, threatening her with the weapon and making her drive to that location is another good point. I didn't think about that. That's very possible too. Or somebody could have got right, like, you know, yeah, exactly, got right in the car with the weapon and said, "Drive here."
Yeah, I mean, you know, she could have. I don't know. They could have easily had, if it was someone she was familiar with too. You know, I mean, the neighbor said that she was arguing with the boyfriend recently. So maybe he came and knew she was leaving for work, and he saw her, and he came, and he opened the door, and he sat in the car, and they had a conversation. I don't know. You know, it's very possible that somebody got into the car with her.
Right. And so you just brought up a point that I wanted to touch upon, and that was motive. So I believe the motive, I personally believe that Josh Simmons and his quote-unquote wife, but not really wife, Kiar Smith, are responsible. Just from facts, you know, this is just speculation. This is just what I believe. Because the neighbor heard them arguing about the pregnancy. Kiara hadn't told anybody about the pregnancy. And the reason I'm saying that is because I was watching Jebediah's live from the beginning, and he said that that you know, she hadn't really told anybody, not many people, about the pregnancy. She also had just gone to the doctors, which was at the 3-month mark, which is the mark for abortions. So I think, and you know, she was going through a lot. Her mom even said that, you know, going through some things. I think that it was she was stressed out about this, if she was going to have the baby or not. She decided to have the baby. Josh was very angry. That's why they were arguing Monday night. But I think the neighbor might have been a super nosy neighbor. And, you know, Josh knew that or saw him. So he may have returned to do it the next day, later that night. I don't know. But the motive is definitely the pregnancy. And, you know, that's just my opinion. I can't really see any other reason. When you look at the things in her life, you know, she had her life on track. She had just, you know, got on full time with the post office, which is a great job. You can make a great career out of that. Yeah, temp there. So it was, you know, like a life, like goal and dream for her. And she was, she definitely did not run away. You know, we hope that she did, because her due date is approaching in April. But it just doesn't seem that she would do that, because mainly because of that job. That's not a job that you can just get back. You can't just leave and think you can get a job back. I don't know. It's...
Yeah, she definitely didn't walk away from her life, I don't think, either. And I think your motive is right on with what this podcast is about too, which is what's happened. And I think what's happened was a pretty similar scenario, and that we have a pregnant female, and a pregnancy changes everything in everybody's life, and especially the life in your baby daddy, who is also now going to have a child with another woman. So I think whether that person got into that other person's head and said, look, it's me or her, or that person themselves stood there and thought, I can't handle both as is. I'm sure as heck not going to handle one with a baby and the other one with a baby. So, I mean, I think that's what happened.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And, you know, so the similarities with the Watts case would be the pregnancy.
Yep.
Except so Watts chose to kill his wife and kids, but it looks like Josh chose to kill the mistress. And, you know, I do, in the group I run, people have, you know, yelled at me for calling her the mistress, but I mean, what else would you
call? Well, if we had to look at a primary relationship, I think if you go on their Facebooks, they're both public. What they post publicly, there's not one thing with Kiara and Josh, but there's all these things with the other Kiara. And then you go on Josh's, and it's the same thing. So it looks to me like the other Kiara was the primary, and Kiara Coles is the secondary, whether she knew that or not, but she was a mistress of sorts.
Right, because somebody told me in the group that Josh and Kiara Coles planned the pregnancy, and
I'd heard that too, that she was in a relationship with him for years, and that she was trying to get pregnant.
Oh.
So, I mean, like, they were. And I don't know if that meant she was trying on him. I don't know. But I think if it was planned, I find it odd that he's yelling at her about it and fighting with her about it. So I don't think it was planned on his part.
Right, and essentially, basically killed her because of it. And when you look at, like you said, when you look at the two relationships, he also has another child with the other woman. He lives in the same household with the other woman. I mean, if you don't call that a wife, then what do you call it? Or the main chick? Or it's obvious what's going on here. You know, and to be fair, he may have told Kiara Coles that he wanted to have a kid with her. Maybe he was just spitting game. We don't know.
Right.
We don't know what he said. Maybe he just was saying that, but never had any intentions of following through on it. That could definitely be the case.
And if they were together for, I've seen people say up to 5 years, so let's just say if they were together any number of times, and she doesn't have any children, Kiara Coles doesn't have any children right now, so I'm guessing at a 27 year old age that she was goal oriented, and so she may have been taking precautionary, maybe she was on birth control or on an IUD or something, but you know, maybe Josh wasn't aware if she changed that. And
okay.
You know, and not saying that I'm blaming Kiara or calling her, you know, out and tricking Josh into anything, but, you know, maybe for her to be 27 and not have any children, I'm led to believe if she was in a relationship with somebody and active with him for a number of years, that she was probably using birth control of some sort. He doesn't right. seem to be doing that with the other woman because they already have a child, if not two. So, you know, whatever changed, I don't know that it was him that changed it. Maybe it was her that changed it. And it may have been a discussion, like you said, that they both had, and he may have just been telling her whatever she wanted to hear. Maybe in his mind, he thought he could work it out and have both, and then nobody would know any better and it would be fine. And then maybe the other one found out. Maybe she never knew about this girl until she got pregnant, because I'm sure they have mutual friends, or maybe they are friends. I don't know. But if they work together at the post office, I would assume that rumor would get around.
Right, right. Josh had been a post office employee for quite a few years, too. I'm not sure about the other Kiara, and we know that Kiara Coles was new. We don't know. Maybe even Josh got her a job there. Who knows? We don't know. You know, I've heard rumors about their relationship, but I don't have facts because I don't know them personally.
Right.
And, but like you said, you can go and look at their social media. They're clearly together and happy. You know, how could he be that happy when his child, his unborn child, is missing? And he doesn't even have a post about it.
But here's what I want to know. Are we for sure that he is the father of this baby? Has anybody come forward? I have yet to see it. Has anybody come forward saying that they were with Kiara in a relationship, or is this the only person that she's been in a relationship with?
I'm fairly certain that this is really, you know, she really like loved this guy, and this was the only guy that she.
That's what I think too, because I haven't seen anything. There's not one person doubting that this is the father. There's not one person saying, well, she had another boyfriend. So, I mean, I'm just saying, because people, I have also seen people say, well, how can we be so certain this is the father of the child? Because, you know, they're not even in a public relationship and all this other thing. And the baby's not born. There's no paternity, whatnot. I'm just saying it because, you know, I think the same thing. It's obvious, you know, there's no other person that she was with.
Right, but it is almost like he's acting like that was not his child, because I know if I was with the girl or not, and if she went missing with my unborn child, I would be, posting every day to try and
or at least participating in, you know, that investigation of her whereabouts. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, because that's my child in there, and he knows that's his child because he was caught arguing, not caught, but, you know, seen arguing with her. So it's, I mean, I think everyone that has followed this case knows that he is who did it. There was somebody who came up in the group the other day trying to accuse one of Kiara's friends of doing it, and saying that, you know, Josh was innocent, but she also said, why would he risk his career to do this? But he quit his job. So
exactly.
It wasn't, that wasn't a very good point. But, yeah. You know, I'm thinking that, who knows, that may have been Kiara Smith. Or, you know, a sock account, because they're everywhere.
Sure.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it if Josh is in the groups.
Well, in the latest article that came out on this case was from the Chicago police saying that they had narrowed it down, correct?
Right, to three people.
Well, we've been talking about two. I wonder who you think the third is.
Right, well, didn't you also tell me that they said three people?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're also saying that the third person, or no, they're not, but I'm going to just put it out there. There's speculation that, you know, this is not coming from me. I've seen this a few places, that Kiara Smith's sister,
Ariel.
You're right, Ariel may be involved. And, you know, it's, I guess it's a family affair. I don't know how they do it, but I know that surveillance cameras were pulled from Josh's house. I don't know if that was his old house or his new house. You know, they're not giving out much details. That was a while ago. You know, I was hoping that something would be done by now. There was a lot of drama with a lot of things. I'm not going to get into that, but there was public drama between, you know, the very well-known advocates.
Yeah.
which is just not necessary.
It happens in so many missing person cases because it's just the emotions are high, the lull in between an investigation when there's no information, but you know things need to be moving along and you feel they're not, and I think it just happens.
I could literally do like a 10-hour podcast just on drama.
It would be funny to read half the comments.
Right? Yeah. So, did we miss anything?
No. We're just ending it on how they narrowed it down to 3 people, and I think they posting that article in the Chicago Tribune, I believe it was, you know, basically saying they're narrowed it down to 3 people but not naming them is a pretty big move on their part, because I think that's their way of kind of, I don't know, trying to see if maybe these people flee or I don't know.
So are you talking about the update to the Dateline article, or there was another article too?
No, the same one you're talking about, the update to the Dateline one.
All right. Chicago police narrow down persons of interest in disappearance of expected mother, Kiara Coles. Authorities are searching for a missing pregnant woman who disappeared from Chicago last fall. Kiara Coles, 27, was last seen on October 2nd, 2018, leaving her apartment on the south side of this. That's what they're still. Let me just finish the article. She was 3 months pregnant at the time. Kiara's father, Joseph Coles, told Dateline his daughter was excited to be a first-time mother. I saw her a couple of weeks before she went missing. Joseph, who lives in Wisconsin, said she was happy to be pregnant. The day she disappeared, Kiara called out sick from her job as a letter carrier at the U.S. Postal Service. Surveillance video would later show Kiara leaving her apartment at 82nd Street and Coles Avenue and walking past her car. They're still reporting that. I don't get it.
I know.
She was seen wearing her U.S. Postal Service uniform, despite having called in sick, which is also unconfirmed. A few days later, according to the NBC Chicago, Kiara's mother, Karen Phillips, became concerned. When she hadn't heard from Kiara and calls to Kiara's phone were going straight to voicemail, Karen called the police, Chicago Police Department, 2 days later to report her daughter missing. Police went to Kiara's apartment to conduct a welfare check. Kiara was nowhere to be seen, but her car was still parked out front. She wouldn't go this long without talking to me, Kiara's mother, Karen told local media. 2 weeks after Kiara was last seen, we talk every day. She wouldn't have me worrying like this. In the months since Kiara's disappearance, authorities have searched areas in and around the city of Chicago. The chief communications officer at the Chicago Police Department says there have been no signs of life since Kiara was last seen. Kiara's father, Joseph, told Dateline his daughter's phone and prenatal vitamins were found in her car. Since Kiara's disappearance, Joseph said he has quit his job in Wisconsin and moved to Chicago to search day and night for his daughter. I'm trying to stand out here and stay strong for my daughter and my grandbaby, he said. I do my daily routine, pass out flyers, trying to get the word out. There's a lot of love in this family. There is no way in hell she would run away. Authorities, who Kiara's father is confident will get answers in his daughter's case, told Dateline they, too, suspect foul play in the young woman's disappearance. We have a pretty good idea of what transpired. Now it's a matter of finding evidence, the chief told Dateline. We are out of the opinion business. We base everything we do on fact and evidence. A detective's personal opinion, quite frankly, doesn't matter. The chief said police know there is a minimum of 2 to 3 people of interest who were the last to see Kiara before she disappeared. We've narrowed down our group here to a personal associate of hers, a friend, who was one of the last people to see her, he told Dateline. The chief declined to comment on that person's name. How Kiara knows them or the other associated people of interest, we haven't found her yet. We haven't found her yet, and that puts us in a difficult position. Joseph says he is holding on to hope that his daughter is still alive. I just want the world to know I love my baby and my grandbaby. It will be closure to know my baby is safe at home. That would be the blessing of a lifetime, Joseph said. The way the situation is now, I am keeping hope because there are young women who have been missing for longer than Kiara has, and they've been found safe. So I'm keeping hope. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service is offering a reward of up to $25,000 for information leading to the whereabouts of Kiara. Additionally, the National Association of Letter Carriers is offering $3,500 for information on Kiara's whereabouts. Kiara Coles, described as 5'4" and weighing about 125, with black hair and brown eyes, Kiara has a tattoo of a heart on her right hand and a tattoo that says Lucky Libra on her back. Kiara would be approximately 8 months pregnant today. Anyone with information on Kiara's whereabouts is asked to call the Chicago Police Department Area South Special Victims Unit at 312-747-8274 or the U.S. Postal Inspection Service at 877-876-2455. And that's it for this episode. So hopefully you like the episode and you will listen to us next week. And we don't know which case we're going to do, but I will announce it on our Facebook page, our Twitter, our Instagram. So until then, goodbye.
Goodbye.